We're in Simin Lamed Beis, Sif Zayin. Halacha l'moishim yisinai tefillin al ha-klaf v'loy al ha-duchsustus v'loy al ha-gvil. Halacha l'moishim yisinai is that tefillin should be written on klaf and not on duchsustus and not on gvil. Now we'll explain as we go along what is klaf, what is duchsustus, and what is gvil. Koisvin al ha-klaf b'mokim basar. One writes on klaf b'makayim basar. In other words, we said again that it's halacha l'moishim yisinai that the tefillin are written on the klaf. So when writing on the klaf, one writes on the basar, which is the inside. In other words, there are two sides of the hide of the animal. There's the tzad ha-seir, which is the outside, and there's the tzad ha-basar, which is the inside. So when writing on klaf, one writes on the inside, v'imshina. And if one wrote on the outside, that would be pasul. Mahu klaf umahu duchsustus. Now we're going to explain what is klaf and what is duchsustus. Ha'or b'shasi budai, when one has the hide of an animal and is ma'abid the iris, cholkin oisei lishnayim. During the ibud, they split the or in half. V'chelek hachitzain, the side that was on the outside, meaning the side with the hair, shehu letzad haseyar nikra klaf. Once the hide has been split in half, so you have the inner half, and you have the outer half. So the outer half is what's called klaf. V'hapnimi hadavuk lebasar nikra duchsustus. And the inner half of the hide, again, when the hide is split in half, you have the outer half and the inner half. So the outer half is what's known as klaf, and the inner half is what's known as duchsustus. Ulefize ki amrinan kaisvin al haklaf b'makim basar. Based on this, when we say that one writes on the klaf b'makim basar, what that means is haynu b'makim hayoyser karev lebasar, meaning the inside, the side that's closer to the flesh of the animal, not the outside that's closer to the hair of the animal, rather the inside that's closer to the flesh of the animal. The haynu b'makim chiburay keshu davuk laduchsustus, which is where it was attached to the duchsustus, because again we're splitting the hide in half. So the inside of the outer layer is the mokem where it's mechuber to the duchsustus. Klafim shalanu she'ein chalkin oisam. Nowadays, lamaisa, we do not split the hide. So our klaf, which is not split, yesh lahem din klaf, it's still called halachically klaf, v'koisvin aleihem letzad habosar, and one writes on the inside. Aye, what happened to the duchsustus? The answer is shemashe megarin kliposay ha'elyoina shebim koim seyar einay ela kedei mashe tzarech letaknay ulahachlikoy v'afilu im hayu cholkin ha'or lishnayim haya tzarech legarin mimenu klaf haya tzarech legarin mimenu kach umitzad habosar goyirin harbei ad she'ein nishar ela haklaf bilvad. What this means is as follows. You have the hide of the animal, and we said that the outside layer, meaning the side that's closer to the hair, that's the klaf. And the inner half is the duchsustus. Now the question is, if you're not going to split it, and you're writing on the inside, so why are you not writing on the duchsustus? So the answer is, says the Mechaber, because you scrape away the entire inner half, even though it's not split. In other words, it used to be that they split it. So when they split it, the entire inner half of duchsustus would be cut away. But says the Mechaber, even though it's not being cut away, but it's scraped away. So Lamaisa, once all that is scraped away, all you're left with is the outer half, which is the klaf. Now the question is, if you scrape a little bit on the outer half of the klaf, meaning where the hair was, so then perhaps now you're at the duchsustus. How do you know you haven't scraped away too much? So that the Mechaber explains that all you're scraping is kedei letaknay ulachlikay. You're not scraping away so much that you're getting to the inside of the duchsustus. You're just scraping a little bit to make it a smooth writing surface. So over there, there's no chash that you've come to the duchsustus. So from the outside, you're just taking off a drop to make it a smooth surface. And from the inside, you're taking off a tremendous amount, which is getting rid of the entire duchsustus and leaving you just with the chelik of the klaf. Says the Bir Halacha, v'loy al ha'gvil, one does not write tefillin on gvil. What is gvil? Gvil hu ha'ar shaloi nechlak. So gvil is the hide of the animal when it hasn't been split at all. V'loi hu sar mimenu rak ha'seir, and all that was taken off is the actual hair itself. V'tiknoi sham, and that space where the hair is prepared for writing. U'mitzad ha'basar, but from the inside, loi hu sar klum, nothing's taken off at all. That's gvil. And gvil can be used for a sefer Torah, and perhaps is even ideal for a sefer Torah. But tefillin should not be written on gvil. V'im shina, and if one did not write where he was supposed to, posel. So what does that mean? Koya kulam, says the Bir Halacha. It's talking about all such changes. In other words, writing on the inside or the outside, or writing on gvil when you're supposed to write on klaf. Any deviation from what's supposed to be done is a psul. V'afilu em kosev kutze shel yud sheloy ala klaf. And even if all that was written on the klaf, all that was written not on klaf, was the kutze shel yud. Again, we said that you get rid of the duchsustus by scraping it all away. So what if you left one little spot that was unscraped, and that spot has a kutze shel yud on it? The tefillin are going to be posel v'ayin l'kamon. V'koysun aleim l'tzad basar, says the Bir Halacha. You write on the inside of the hide. You have to be careful not to accidentally write on the wrong side, the ma'akev b'di'evid, because as we said, that would be a psul. Once the iris have been ma'ubid, sometimes it can be difficult to know which is the inside and which is the outside. So how is one to know? So says the Bir Halacha, a simon to know is Rayim le'ezet sad shehaklaf miskavitz k'shem elachlech in oisai hu mokem hasamach labasar. You take a look when you make it a little bit wet, which side like curls up and is mitkavitz. So whichever side curls up, that side is the side of the basar and not the side of the seir, which will not curl up and shrivel. Shrivel is the correct word. I think it won't shrivel up when you drop some water on it. But if one has an old pair of tefillin and he does this test and the test comes out showing that it was written on the wrong side, that would not pass all the tefillin. Because even though it appears as though the tefillin were written on the wrong side, we're going to assume that the sefer has a chazaka of being a baki and a mumcha, and memela, we're not going to pass all the tefillin. And it must be that he wrote them properly. An additional sniff to be makel is that the Mordechai says that if one wrote tefillin on the outside, it's not posel, like we said before, that it would be posel. So with these two things, the chazaka, that the sefer was a baki and a mumcha, together with the sheet of the Mordechai, we would be able to be makel b'di'evid on an old pair of tefillin. Now we mentioned that when scraping the outside of the klaf, meaning the tzad haseyar, so l'chayr, there would be a concern that you came all the way down to the chsustus. So we said that the Mechaber says that it's not a problem because you're just taking off enough l'taknayu l'hachlikai, but you're not getting anywhere near the duchsustus. However, v'mgered yaisir mizeh, what if you did take off more than just kedei l'taknayu l'hachlikai? What's the halacha in that case? Ayin v'nishmas adam klal yudale daitai delay mikri su klaf. The v'nishmas adam holds that if you take off more than the outer peel, more than what's necessary, that is no longer considered to be klaf. And now you have neither klaf nor duchsustus. In other words, even if you scraped away the entire inside and all the duchsustus is gone, so l'chayra, all you have left is klaf, says the Nishmas Adam. No, once you've taken off the outer layer, so that even though there's no duchsustus there, it's not called klaf either. So you don't have klaf or duchsustus, and you're writing on nothing. It seems from the Chassam Sefer like he would be makel in such a case, so long as you have taken off all of the duchsustus. Says the Bir Halacha, mitzad ha-basar garden harbi, you should take away a lot from the inside to get rid of all the duchsustus. Now, how do you know if you were successful or not? The simon to know that you got rid of all the duchsustas would be mekubal b'fiyasei from kol makim shu nimtze beklaf hu nigger la koil ki hu chalak u'shara klaf ene chalak kol klaf. The difference is that the duchsustas is very smooth, and the rest of the klaf is not as smooth. So if you see an area that's smooth and the rest of the klaf is not smooth, va'isei makim hachalak yachal liklof, and that smooth area you could peel off, ulahafrish b'sakenai b'machat, then you could take it off with a knife or a pin, so you know that that area is duchsustus. U'b'di'evedim lo gerid kol kach. What's the halacha b'di'eved if you didn't scrape so much on the inside? Ayin b'machzah shekel shedaiti lahachmir. He says that that would be a problem. It would be possible. V'chein b'tshuvas mishkenes Yaakov u'b'nishmas adam. V'chein b'tshuvas mishkenes Yaakov. He also says that this would be a problem. U'b'nishmas adam kasav de'ein lefzalat tefillin mitam zeh b'di'eved. Nishmas adam says that we would not passel the tefillin just for that reason. Kevan da'al kolponim nigra min ha'or ha'klipa hadaka ha'samuch l'bosar. He says because once you've taken off the inner film, that is called the duchsustus. And once you've taken off that inner film, so that you already have gotten rid of the halachic duchsustus, the ala bevade chal shem duchsustus, and now you've gotten rid of it. But once you got rid of that, so l'chayra there's room to be makel according to the nishmas adam. Chen b'tshuvas chesam sefer anal, or b'tshuvas chesed l'avram, makel gam kein machmazeh, they both are also are makel once you've taken off that inner film. V'after ein limchais b'yad ha-makel b'di'evid, and even though we would not be meikel by someone who we would not be meicha against one who's meikel relying on these shittas. The yeshle almi lismeich ma'amoid roi lahazir la'seifrim sheizaru b'zal kolpanim lechatchila. Nevertheless, it would be very good if the seifrim could be machmir lechatchila to take off more than just that inner film. Shelo yashiru al haklaf. Should be very, very careful that there's no film left at all on the inside of the klaf. Even a tiny little film. And therefore, one should scrape from the inside enough to make sure that he has definitely gotten rid of all of the duchsustus. Seif ches, tzorech ha-klaf liyois mu'ubud ba'afotzim oy besid. The klaf needs to be tanned in afotzim or sid, which we discussed what afotzim is. It's these gall nuts, and sid is lime. V'tzorech shiyeh mu'ubud l'shmai. When being ma'abed the iris, one should do it l'shma. Toiv l'hoitzi b'sfasa b'tchila se'ibud shu ma'abdei l'shem tfilin. It's good to say explicitly at the beginning of the ibud that one is being ma'abed the iris l'shem tefillin, oy l'shem sefer Torah, aval im ibdei l'shem mezuzah posel. If one was ma'abed the or for tefillin, and he said l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, that would be fine. If one was ma'abed l'shem tefillin, obviously that would be fine as well. But if one was ma'abed l'shem mezuzah, so that would be posel. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, sifkaten chav gimel, ba'afatzim oy besid, uli yikuvahu. The fact that the iris have to be mu'ubud in afatzim or in zid is ma'akiv delay mikri klaf b'lay zeh, because it's not considered klaf if it hasn't been mu'ubud. Rak diftira. If iris that are not mu'ubud are not called klaf, they're called diftira. V'yaniach ha'or b'sid ad she'ipel aser. How long should one leave the iris in the lime? Long enough that the hair will fall off me'elov by itself. V'loy al yedei greira, without having to scrape it off. If one took the iris out of the lime prior to that, then he shouldn't write on it, because it's not yet klaf. It's still called diftira, and it's going to be pasul. There are those that argue, because of the sefer if a sefer has taken the iris out of the sid after 4 days and the hair has not yet fallen out, that would not be a problem. Because it's not an issue to know if the iris are ma'ubud or not. The hair falling out is just a simen, but that's not what actually makes it ma'ubud or not ma'ubud. The kevin the kvar hunach besid v'niskan kohagin. Once it's been in the sid and it's already appropriately prepared, like mikri diftira, It's not called diftera anymore, and it's just an ordinary thing that the hair should fall out. But if the hair didn't fall out, that would not be ma'akiv. Sifkatan chav dalid b'sfasav, one should speak it out explicitly. U'b'di'evet da'i b'machshava, b'di'evet, if one did not speak out that he's being ma'abed da'iris l'shma, rather, he just thought that he's being ma'abed da'iris l'shma, that would also be okay, b'di'evet. Sifkatan chav hei b'tchilas, one should say at the beginning that he's being ma'abed da'iris l'shma, v'yayser ein tzarech lo'i l'haytzi b'sfasav v'lo'i l'achshav k'shem ma'abden l'shma. Once he has said it at the beginning, he doesn't need to think about it or say it anymore as he goes along. It's enough to say it at the beginning. Even if it takes a few days, as long as he said it at the beginning, that's enough. Because when a person does something, he's doing it based on his initial thoughts and speaking. So once he said it at the beginning, that's enough. What is called the beginning of the ibud? So it's called kishemesim ha'iris l'tei chasid, putting it in the lime. V'loy be'eshem esim l'tei chamayim koidim, but not when one puts it in the water. V'pnei dezeh loy mikri yadayin ibud. In other words, they used to put it into water in order to soften it up before they would put it into the sid. So the question is, what's the beginning of the ibud? Is it putting it in the water, or is it putting it in the sid? So says the Mishnah Berurah, no, it's putting it in the sid that's the beginning of the ibud, and not putting it in the water. So we said that if one's ma'abit tefillin l'shem sefer Torah, that's also good. Why? The kedusha sechamura mitfillin, because the kedusha of a sefer Torah is greater than the kedusha of tefillin. Ubechlal masayim mana, and included in 200 is 100. So if a sefer Torah is 200, tefillin is 100. So if you're ma'abit l'shem sefer Torah, so bechlal masayim mana, and it's going to be good. V'yafal pikein. If one is ma'abid iris l'shem sefer Torah, he can then use them for tefillin and mezuzahs, but he cannot use it for a davar choil, only for a davar kodesh that's less kodesh than a sefer Torah. Levad, unless im hisna beferish betchilas ibudan shehe mutil l'shanoise af ledvar choil, if he made a tenai at the beginning that he's being ma'abed at l'shem sefer Torah with a t'nai that he could use it for a davar chayil, az mutar l'shanoisei, then he would be able to use it for a davar chayil. V'hanochein sheyinagu kein ha'seferim l'chatchila, and it's appropriate for seferim taka to make that t'nai. Be'eshem esimin ha'iris l'tei chasid, when they put the iris into the sid, sheyaymru ani noisin iris eilu l'tei chasid l'shem kedusha sefer Torah, they should speak out explicitly, I'm putting these iris into the sid to be ma'abed them for the kedusha of l'shem kedusha sefer Torah. V'ani masna, and I'm making a t'nai k'she'ertza she'ucha l'shanais l'davar chol, that should I so desire, I can use these iris l'shanais l'kol davar. I could use it for anything, which would include a davar chol. V'loy k'may sh'nagu ha'seferim, but not like the practice of the seferim. Sha'imrim l'shem sefer Torah, oi tefillin, oi mezuzais, oi shar dvar rishus. Should not use that lashon of oi. The oz mistapkim achreinim in mahani, because that is a shaila in the achreinim if that works bichlal, the lashon of oi. Rather, one should be ma'abedit l'shem kedusha sefer Torah with a t'nai that he could change it for anything else should he so desire. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chav Zayin, Pasul, v'loi mahani rak l'mezuzah bilvad. It will only, if one is ma'abed iris for l'shem mezuzah, those iris can only be used for a mezuzah. The kedusha sakala mitfilin, because the kedusha of a mezuzah is less than the kedusha of tefillin. V'im ibed l'tefillin, mahani af l'mezuzah, but if one is ma'abed iris for tefillin, he could use those iris even for a mezuzah. However, v'loi l'sefer Torah, not for a sefer Torah, because the kedusha of a sefer Torah is greater. V'im ibed ha'ar l'shem ritzuas, what if he was ma'abed ha'ar l'shem ritzuas? Lo mahani lichtiv parashiyas alav, so you cannot write parashiyas on iris that were ma'ubed l'shem ritzuas. Im asa achakach klaf mehen, you can't turn that or into klaf and use it for parashiyas. Rather, you could only use it for ritzuas. Why? The kedusha san chamura, because the kedusha of parashiyas is greater than the kedusha of ritzuas. So, memela, you wouldn't be able to change it into a parsha. V'afilu lasis mehen or batim, yesh lemer nami v'depasal. And even to make them into batim would be possible. The kedusha san chamura meritzua, because the kedusha of batim is greater than the kedusha of ritzuas.